Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Welcome to Giants.com, another edition of Roll Call with Antrel Roll. And first and foremost, obviously, this team suffering the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. A lot of guys, I'd say 80% of the team without power, you being one of them. Has it affected the team at all this week, Antrel?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't affected the team, you know, not within the organization, not here at the facility. We've been coming here to work. Guys have been extremely focused. And, you know, we deal with those side issues once we're out of here.
Now, you're from Miami, so you've been through Hurricane Andrew. This Hurricane Sandy, this has been nothing for you, right?
I wouldn't say it's been nothing, but, you know, outside electricity, no, I can't say it was too much for me. Hurricane Andrew was definitely the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life, and Sandy is just, you know, to me, it wasn't too bad.
All right, so let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got Ben Roethlisberger coming to town, a quarterback who's very difficult to take down. He's tremendous in size, and then arguably a pretty good receiving core with Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, and of course Heath Miller, more of a receiving tight end than a blocking tight end. Mm-hmm.
They have a great core, you know, great offensive core as well as defensive core. You know, they're a great football team. Everyone knows about Pittsburgh Steelers and what they present, and you know, we're going to be faced with a huge challenge this week. And excellent core receivers, you know, very fast, very quick. And then, you know, you have Big Ben throwing them the ball. So, I mean, it all works. It all works in favor. And those guys are a very, very talented group.
Now, and looking back to the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Witten, 18 receptions. You feel that maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to look at that game film and come in and maybe game plan for Heath Miller to have that type of game? And if so, how do you counter that? What do you do to stop him?
I mean, they can try. You know, they can try. You know, we never stop any opponents from, you know, trying to go out there and be successful. It's just our job of going out there and not letting them be successful. You know, the 18 catches still doesn't rub me the right way, but, you know, so be it. Sometimes we're going to have things like that take place, and we just, as a defensive unit, we have to do a better job of not letting that happen. And, you know, we will. We fixed it. We corrected it, and we're going to put our best foot forward and make sure we lock those guys down.
Now, last but not least, let's talk about their rushing attack. They somewhat have a three-headed monster because they're all kind of healthy right now. Jonathan Dwyer, Isaac Redman, and, of course, Rashad Mendenhall. What is it like going up against a team that has three good running backs that they could use any point in time as opposed to going up against one team that has one featured back? What's the difference there? How do you game plan for that?
Well, the thing about it is there's only going to be one of them on the field at one time. So, you know, you just prepare for that one, and you prepare for the scheme. And you know, each individual runner, you know, they all have their own running style, and I think we're very aware of that. And you know, we just play ball. You know, fly to the ball, make plays when the opportunity presents itself, and may the best man win come Sunday.
All right, I lied. I do have one more question, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers, because of Hurricane Sandy, they're being affected. They actually have to travel the day of the game. There's no hotel rooms here in the area for them. They're going to have to suit up and play the same day they travel. Is that a hit for a team? Is that difficult for a team to do, Antro?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think that, you know, it's all about mental toughness, and, you know, we've had to be mentally tough through this, and I'm sure as well as they will be mentally tough going through, you know, the little midstream adjustments they will, but it's not going to affect them anyway. They're still going to come in and be the same effective team as they've always been, and we're expecting that.
Great. Antrel Roll without power, Anita Marks without power, and this has been Roll Call.
Hey, Giants fans, I'm Hakeem Nicks, wide receiver for the New York Giants. The Giants and Stop and Shop are partnering to host the annual food drive on Sunday, November 4th, when we host Pittsburgh at MetLife Stadium. Canned and non-perishable food will be collected at each of the gates. All donated items will benefit the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. As a child, my family benefited from meals from the local food bank, so please join me in supporting our neighbors in need this holiday season.